You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast. Zoneradio.co.za.
This DIY feature is proudly sponsored by Paintsmiths Long Beach. Service and knowledge with pleasure.
I visit Paintsmiths for all things paint and revamp.
I visit Paintsmiths for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the valley. Service and knowledge with pleasure. Paintsmiths Long Beach. Bulolo Drive, Sunnydale.
It's 10:30 and time for the DIY feature with Jeannie Sue on the Brunt Zone. I will be chatting to Henning Horn. Good morning, Henny, and welcome to Zone Radio, the voice of the valley.
Thank you very much for this opportunity, and it's great to be sharing this time with you. And I want to say thank you to Mark from Paintsmith for allowing this and making this happen.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. And I believe you are a guru with wood and flooring.
You're making me blush. Thank you for that. I believe that I do give a good job. I do a good job on this, and it's only experience that you know I can say that I'm giving a good service to customers.
So before we get into the nitty gritties, tell us about yourself.
All right, I've been in the valley for about 32 years, originally Eastern Cape boy, and started off, I worked for a company called Otis Elevator Company many years ago, and had my own business in steel manufacturing, fences and gates, and then eventually I worked for a big company in Cape Town. I was in a big motorbike accident in 2013, and then I was unemployed for a very long time, and then, you know, I had to look at options, and I started off as a handyman, you know, starting with picture frames and curtain rails, stuff like that, and it progressed, and then one day I saw an opportunity for somebody that said they wanted wooden floors sanded and sealed, and I thought, well, you know, let's give this a go. And I hired a machine and went to a site, a small floor, and I started sanding. I said, but, you know, this is, I can do this. It progressed. Eventually, I got myself a Malawian guy who started off as a gardener. And I thought, well, hang on, this guy's got potential. Let's teach him. And together, we did many floors. I was behind the machine, and he did the edges. And eventually I trained him, and now this guy can do just about everything. I'm on site while this happened. And it's a lot of people will think, you know, let's tackle this. They can do it themselves.
Yes.
But believe me, it's not. It looks easy, but it's quite involved. There's a whole process you have to follow in doing floors.
Well, that's what we're going to do, because you're going to break it down for our DIY listeners, especially for them. But we're happy that you survived the accident.
Yeah,
you know?
Thanks. Yeah.
And you're here to tell us the story.
Yeah.
And yes, and it is quite a story. So now let's break it down. As we said, you've got the name a guru, and it's so nice to know. Mm. And so break it down. So where does one start?
Okay.
I mean, most of the in those days, it was carpets. Always, everything was carpets, and it's not as healthy as everyone. You know, we know it's not healthy because the dust and everything else that stays in there.
Yeah.
So, first of all, do you charge for quotes? When you get a call out, do you charge for call out fees?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
All my work, I do a lot of home maintenance. You know, not only floors, we do painting, we do roof cleaning and painting, basically any kind of renovation. However, my forte is on floors.
All right.
Okay, I want to mention my small business name is Jacumbi Projects.
Okay.
And that is how I advertise on Facebook, and I get word of mouth.
And that you can announce when we end our feature, because then you can put it out there to all our listeners.
Thanks.
All right.
Okay, look, firstly, you will get somebody that will contact you, come out and give a quote on the floor. It happens many times where the client says, can you give me a quote on the phone? I can't do that. I have to see the floor physically to see what type of wood it is, or in what condition the floor is. Because, you know, a lot of people think, okay, so wooden floor is just sand and seal.
True.
However, the floor could be at such a stage that it cannot be sanded anymore. Yeah. It might be on its final.
Yeah. Is that what it's called, a subfloor? Is that the subfloor?
Your subfloor, say for instance, you've got laminated flooring.
Yes.
Underneath laminated flooring will be a subfloor. That's your cement or whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
So all whatever's right. underneath the top floor, that is your subfloor.
All right.
And then your carpet will be, say, the top of the floor underneath the carpet is your subfloor.
All right.
So it's important to if you want to install laminated flooring, for instance, to make sure that whatever's underneath what you're going to fit it on is in good condition.
Okay.
So wooden flooring normally, it can be the top floor or it could be a subfloor. If you're going to put a carpet on top of a wooden floor, the wooden floor becomes your subfloor.
Yeah. Can you do that? Can you do laminated on top of a carpet and vice versa?
No. Yeah, you can, but it's advisable not to because you get a special underfelt that goes underneath laminated flooring,
okay.
Which keeps everything dry and that. You can do it on top of a carpet, but it's gonna be too much movement because the carpet's too thick, so yes. There'll be movement on the laminated flooring. You don't want that.
No.
Yeah. Okay, so when it comes to the wooden flooring, now you've gone out to the client, you've inspected the floor, and you work out your quote. The process of sanding a floor, it's for us, that's been doing it now for many, many years. I've been doing it since 2015. For me, it's easy. You'll get clients that look at the floor and say they can do it, they will go and hire a machine, and they actually damage the floor beyond repair. Because they don't realize there's a certain, your grain runs in a certain direction, you sand in a certain direction.
Yes.
You do laminated flooring, parquet flooring will be different to a normal wooden floor. You get hardwoods and you get softwoods. And that will determine the kind of grain on your sanding paper that you will use. So obviously you will first make sure that the floor is clean, clear of any nails, anything like that, any objects that could damage the machine, or yourself, because safety comes first. So we always wear ear protection and eye protection, ear protection especially because the machines are loud, and we wear dust masks. People that goes out and rent the machines, they don't realize that there's dust. You know, a lot of people will claim it's dustless. There will be dust. It's the machine is agitates the floor. It's aggressive, so there will be dust.
Yes.
Okay, so we first start off with a heavy grit. Call it a 40 grit or a 60 grit sandpaper, which is quite an aggressive type of paper. And with that, we will sand off the top layer of the floor. May it be a sealer that's on there or paint, any kind of dirt. And it also allows you to get the floor more level. So you'll get floors that are very uneven, especially if somebody tried to sand the floor themselves. You will come in there, you will see a lot of dents and scratches on the floor. And believe me, we've seen that many times. So your 40 grit will come to basically repair the floor. Once you've done that, and I must remember, the floor, the area that you see, people tend to forget that there's corners and all the door jams, all along the edge by your skirtings, and that uses a different machine again. So, and if you don't know how to use that machine, you can damage your skirtings, especially if it's been painted, bottom of your doors or whatever. So once you've got your 40 grit done and the edges done, you come with an 80 grit. Some contractors will go to 100 grit. I prefer the 80. And that now takes out the scratch marks of your 40, you know, the marks it's made, and it smoothens the floor off more. So what you do to the floor, you do to the edges again.
Okay.
And then your last grit is your 120 grit. Some contractors like to use 100 grit. I like the 120 because it makes the floor nice and smooth.
All right. So that answers the question that I had for you is, can you repair scratches on the laminated
floor? No, laminated is very difficult. you do get specific kind of repair kits that you can use. There is a special tool that you can use. If there's a burn mark, you can take out the little spot. But generally, it's very difficult to repair. Yeah,
okay.
Because the laminated flooring is a click system, so they clip into each other.
Yes.
So if you have damage in the center of the floor, you have to lift the floor from the edge right to the center to replace that piece.
Really? So you can't just replace that?
No, you can't.
You've got to go out to come in.
That's correct. That's correct, yeah.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
It just goes to show, we wouldn't know. I mean, and I'm glad we're putting it out to our listeners, you know, because it's something we need to know.
That's correct.
You can't just replace.
Yeah. You know, the main thing here is that listeners must understand is that if you think you can do the job, I would still suggest get a professional in. Get advice from the flooring supplies, from a paint shop, because say, you know what, and myself, you know, people can contact myself and there's other contractors. Rather get the advice of a professional.
Yeah.
And we know what we do.
Yes.
We can give you advice, but the thing is that, you know, people will call in, you said I can do this and this, and it didn't work out that way. That's why I say, I want to come see the floor.
Yes.
Let us do the job. It can be a costly exercise if you try and do it yourself. Look, this kind of process is not cheap. There's always cost involved.
I was very interested in the different sizes of the grid.
The grids, yeah.
I was very very interesting to know because, I mean, I wouldn't know that.
I've seen floors where people came in with a 36 grid and they sanded the floor and they tried to seal it. Now, whatever sealer you put on top of the floor amplifies what's underneath it.
Okay.
So the smaller scratches will just pop up in your face. And that is why we want to sand it to the finest grit. Yeah.
That's what you said. So it's a 120 when you get to that really smooth.
That's correct, yeah.
And then from there?
Yeah. Okay, so now it's after all the sanding has taken place, you need to get the floor dustless. So we vacuum it with a strong industrial vacuum to get rid of all the dust in the grooves, you know, wherever there's dust left, because putting a seal on top of dust is going to give you a sandpaper feeling on the floor.
Yes.
All right, so the product that I use is called Rystix. That's a polyurethane floor sealer. For
Rystix.
Rystix, yes. R-Y-S-T-I-X.
X. Okay.
It's a low VOC, volatile compound that you use because it's got less impact on the environment.
Okay.
It's water-based, polyurethane. And I buy my product from Mark, from Paintsmiths.
Yes.
It's freely available all over, but, you know, just because Mark gives us good service.
And he's very knowledgeable.
Oh, he is. He is. All of them. Everybody working there, including Debbie, all of them, you can ask them questions and they will give you the best advice. So once you've sanded the floor completely, we use a special applicator to apply the sealer to the floor. So we do three coats. Your first coat actually gets absorbed into the wood very quickly. So you won't really see an effect on it. But it absorbs into the floor, and you allow that to dry anything from 3 to 6 hours, depending on the weather. Now, once you've put your first coat down and after it's dried, you can do it even after the second coat, is we go over with a sander with a fine 140 grit sandpaper with a small little sander, because when you put anything wet on a wooden floor, it starts getting rough, it birches up. So your floor makes like little spikes, microscopic spikes, which make it rough. Some people prefer it that way, especially if they've got animals, because if the floor is too smooth, dogs and cats tend to spin on the floor.
That's right, slip and slide.
Slip and slide. And, you know, before I start sealing the floor, I give the option to the client. Do you want me to sand it in between? And I explain to them it's going to make it slippery or not. And then most of the time they don't want it sanded after the first or second coat. All right, now, once the first coat is dried completely, you put your second coat on. And the same story, 3 to 6 hours, depending on the weather. And once that is done, you come with your third coat. The third coat, and you use the same applicator, same process to put the sealer on the floor. After the third coat, I like to leave the floor for at least 8 hours. You can walk on the floor, socks, whatever, but no furniture must go back onto the floor until 8 hours has gone, because it allows the floor to cure properly.
It makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you get different shades of sealer as well. You get your gloss and you get your matte. I find in the last couple of years, maybe last 5 years, people moved away from the gloss. They like the matte finish. Which, you know, gloss looks great when the sun shines on it. But gloss only stays gloss for so long. Especially if you've got animals and small children running through the house all the time.
Yes.
It starts to go dull. It doesn't matter what kind of maintenance you do on that. Talking about maintenance, people think, you know, you put the seal on the floor and it's all magic. It's not an epoxy. It's not, you can't come with a mop on a wooden floor.
I was going to ask you that question. How do you, once you've laid this all down and it's all ready, how do you clean?
Exactly the same way as when you're going to clean a laminated floor. You get a specific spray for that. And you use a spray can and you find mist spray on the floor and you use a dry mop or a damp mop, a flat mop, and you basically just wipe over the floor. The sealers we put on is very high quality. So it will, you know, up to a point, prevent seepage of any liquor or whatever onto the floor, provided you clean it immediately. Sharp objects will obviously damage the floor. If you drop something heavy and sharp on the floor, it's going to cause damage to the floor.
Now, that's what I want to ask. When that kind of happens, sharp objects, and that's with damage, you need to replace.
You can't repair. No, you can. Now, look, there's a difference between a normal wooden floor and a laminated floor.
Okay.
Laminated floor is a product that you buy from places like Flooring Solutions or those specialists, and you come and you put the floor together on any other floor. A wooden floor is probably what the house was built with. You know, you get oak floors, you get Oregon pine, you get Siberian lodge, you get teak floors. Yeah. Your parquet floorings are very popular in stone pine.
Parquet is coming back, isn't it? It's coming back.
Especially if people lift up the carpets. They buy a property, they've got an old carpet in the house, and they lift it up and they see this beautiful parquet flooring.
Yes.
They say, wow, we didn't know this kind of floor. We were tiling. We're going to tile. And then they realize, hang on, we've got this beautiful teak or kiat, oak. Which popular woods for parquet is what I just said now.
What is your preference, laminated or?
No, normal wood. Definitely. It's character.
Yeah.
Normal wooden floor, reason being is that it's got character to it. To me personally, it talks. I've been a wood man all my life, been doing woodwork. And, you know, because there's so many different types of wood, the different wood talks differently to me.
Yes.
And when I walk into a house, you know, if the floor is a beautiful old floor, I tell the client, you've got magic, you've got gold here. If you maintain it, you've got gold.
Yeah.
You know, life is modernizing. Everything is going more modern.
Yes.
But the old houses, Sea Point, those places, got old wooden floor.
No, even in Fishhook.
Fishhook as well.
There's lots of,
especially Oregon pine.
Yes.
Floors. And then, you know, people look at the floor, they get used to the floor that they live with. Until we've sanded the floor, and they come back and they get this huge surprise on this beautiful new floor.
Yes.
Because, you know, once we've sanded the floor down and we sealed it, it actually looks as if it's been installed now, you know. Bear in mind, you know, unfortunately, the wooden floors, especially the old Oregon, they tend to get beetles, border beetles in them. Now, that is why I also come in. People can always contact us and come have a look.
So you do a beetle test before?
I can, with the eye, you know. Yes, we've got specialists in the valley that does give you the COCs.
Yes. So you still, for wooden point, you have to do a COC as well.
When you purchase a property,
yes.
Part of the law is that you have to have a COC for plumbing, electrical,
and beetle. Okay.
Now, you know, the guys that does the COCs, they will get into your roof to see your wooden trusses and the floor. Now, many times, especially if the floor's got some sort of coating on them, the bull beetle holes will be covered. You can't see it.
No, yes. Or a carpet over it. Yes.
So people tend to buy the house and they got the COC and they, okay, you know, but with all, you know, fairness to the guys that does the inspection, they do what they can see. So now I come in with my sanding machines and I start sanding the floor and suddenly all these little holes pop up.
Oh.
And there is just, the floor is infested. And then, you know, I call the client and I say, look, you've got a problem here. Now we've got different ways of doing this. Once we've opened the floor and taken the top layer off, you get a fumigation company coming in, and they fumigate this floor for you. So it's not always necessary, if you've got beetle in your floor, to throw everything out, depending on the condition.
Yeah, so there is a solution.
There's a solution.
Yeah.
You know, we can always come in and we can do a disinfectant on the floor and let it stand, kill the beetle, and we can come in and we can seal the floor. We can actually, you know, we've done floors in Simonstown where it was, the Beatles has drawn maps on the, and we come in with special wood fillers, and we fill up every single little hole.
My word.
And once you've filled all these little holes and you let it dry and you sand it, you can hardly ever see the beetle marks.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah. So, you know, talking now, a household, a normal DIY person, as you suggest, if you don't know what you do, just ask. Because listening to this, this is a procedure. It's quite a procedure.
No, it is.
You know. But now, just another one put out. You're going to do all of this. What happens to the people? Do they have to move out and do the home?
Preferably, you know, we prefer an empty house.
Yes.
You know, for many reasons.
And where do they put the furniture?
Well, that is where my team comes in and we always assist. You know, a lot of clients prefer to move the stuff themselves.
Yes.
So what we do is we've got, we move furniture from one room to another. Or carried outside. We've done it many times. But we only leave it outside, you know, for the day. Tonight, we put it back. If it's raining, we move it from room to room. But obviously, ideal is an empty house.
Yeah, because you've broken down a procedure, and it's quite a procedure. So it's not just a day's work. So what is your time from
depending
start
on the
to
size,
finish?
Depending on the size, but it's take a normal, say, 4x4 room, which is that's about the normal size of a bedroom.
Yes.
You get smaller, you get bigger, but let's take a 16 square room. That's a day procedure. That takes a whole day. Sanding it down and putting your sealer can take 2 days.
Yeah.
Because the sealer, you know, it needs to dry properly.
And it's also weather dependent, is
that's it
not?
Yeah.
Because you can't work on damp.
That's great. So the average house of, say, all of the 150 squares floor area, 5 days, 5 to 6 days. You know, I've seen people trying to sand a floor with an angle grinder, which is a small little grinder, and that damages completely.
Yeah, that's a small little gadget. I've seen one.
So firstly, for DIYs, is to remember tools, the correct tools. And the process is, you know, you can Google it, but at the end of the day, contact us.
Speak
to the professionals. We know what we're doing. We take the risk. If you do it yourself, you take the risk.
And you also made mention that you are on site all the time.
That's it. Yeah. My guys do the job, I've got, depending on the size, we do anything between 2 and 4 guys. Because we've got guys doing the edges while the main guy is walking with the machine, the sanding machine. Now, you know that equipment's very expensive. Mm-hmm. One of those machines is anything between 140 and 250,000 rand.
I can believe that.
Yeah. So, you know, we rent those machines from Central Hire.
Yes.
Sorry, I mentioned the name, but it's fine. Odin is fantastic with this kind of thing. And his machines are top-notch. So, you know, people will hire a machine, they don't know how to operate the thing. It's dangerous. Those machines are very powerful.
Yes.
You can electrocute yourself. You can cut your feet. You can cut the cord. It's involved. At the end of the day, it's just important. Call the professional. Yeah. Call the people that knows how to do it.
And I'm saying it's not just a pretty floor.
You know,
it's quite a detail with you've broken it down.
Yeah.
Because as you said, you've spoken to the clients to say, do you want rough or too smooth?
That's it.
So once they've told you that, just before we end, we've got 4 minutes to go.
Yeah.
What happens after that?
So let's, once you put your first or second coat down, you want to sand it. We come with a small little orbital sander. And then we, on our knees, and we sand this floor down. And then as you go along, you feel with your hand, okay, this is now smooth. Get the client in, you show them, listen, this is what it's going to be like. Are you happy? Then we put the last coat down. And that, once that is all, you've got the smooth, beautiful floor standing out, talking to you. And yeah, that's it.
It's and then you can start bringing the furniture in.
And you know what's a nice thing is that I just need to mention, you get different kinds of products. You get solvent-based, like your varnishes, and you get water-based. Now, the product that we use don't go yellow. You'll find floors where maybe 30 years or 20 years ago, when they sealed the floor with a varnish, it tends to go yellow or brown. Our product doesn't do that. Once you sand at the floor and you've put this on, what you see you will have in 10 years' time. It stays the same color, you know. When I say 10 years, obviously maintain the floor. People must remember, have carpets by the door when you come in. Wipe your feet, because any mud, anything sticking underneath your feet becomes like a grinder. Yeah. And that will damage the floor.
There's many homes that you take your shoes off at the door.
Oh, yes.
There's many homes that I've been in. Yeah. They do that.
When we do the floor, we actually have no shoes on. We walk bare feet. We do with our shoes on while we sand.
Yes.
But when we seal, we've got no shoes on. And when we leave, I also tell the client, you can walk on your floor with socks on. Even after the last coat, that will take 6 to 8 hours to dry. You can walk with your socks after 8 hours. You can go.
You can. That's amazing. That's actually amazing to hear. Mm. Now, the last question before you're going to give out your details. You work all over or just in
anyway? We've worked as far as Muriesburg, Kleinmond. I'm in Stellenbosch at the moment. So wherever there's people that needs advice and help on floors, we go everywhere.
Well, Henny, that's actually awesome to hear. Mm. So before you go, I just want to thank you for coming in, sharing your knowledge and your expertise with us. Give us your details.
Thank you very much once again for the opportunity. Yes, okay. My business name is Jacumbi Projects. Jacumbi, J-A-C-U-M-B-I. Also use Jacumbi Projects 2 as my email address. Jacumbi Projects with an S at the end. And then my phone number is 071-6044-164.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
You know, thank you. Yeah. And it was very interesting.
Thank you very much.
And have a lovely day.
Likewise to you guys as well.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
that DIY feature was brought to you by Payne Smith's Long Beach. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. I visit Payne Smith's for all things paint and revamp.
I visit Paint Smith for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the valley. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. Paint Smith's Long Beach. Bulalo Drive, Sunnydale.